Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you want a home in the Central Florida area for any size family to visit Walt Disney World, Universal, or any of the other Orlando attractions, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at any of the DVC properties at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Hawaii at Alani, Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, or any of the other Disney resorts, contact DVCByRequest.com. Again, David's Vacation Club Rentals, DVCRequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter at any of the Disney World resorts, contact Scooter Vacations at ScooterLando.com. And last but not least, our great friends over at American Tourist Travel. If you want to book any Disney travel vacation, contact us at American Tourist Travel. I can help you personally. We also book anywhere else in the world you want to go. So please, guys, if you want to check out any of our sponsors, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. Now we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Have a great day.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. We're on the road again at, 7 a.m., John, recording just for all of our lovely friends of the show, right?
No, Doug, this is what we wanted to do on a Sunday morning. Here we are.
Yeah,
we're talking Disney.
So. Yeah, I love getting up at 6 o'clock to get everything fired up on a Sunday morning and get snake-eyed look from my wife as I'm walking down the steps on her Sunday. Nah, she was actually good, but she's always good to me about that. But I felt bad getting her up to come down to record, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I thought about sleeping in my office chair, but that wouldn't have gone over too well. But so you off to sea. Where are you headed today, Johnny? To be a pirate or to be an engineer?
Yeah, I'm still a pirate.
Still a pirate?
Yep.
Yeah. And how's that, what's your shift today?
10 to... 6:30.
So you have a pretty long one. What's that, 8.5 hours today?
Yeah, but we got a 45-minute lunch, so it's not, stinks.
And what do you get, a 15-minute break?
They give you a 15-minute break for every, 3 hours you work. So on this shift, I'll end up with 2 15s and a 45. I would much rather put the 2 15s together for a lunch and not take away 45 minutes, but... Yeah, it sucks. You have to clock out for lunch, clock back in.
Yeah, well, you come on. They need every nickel, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You know. Speaking of every nickel, before we get into anything else, did you see the whole... Well, I told you about it, but you couldn't believe the whole ketchup and condiment fiasco going on at Casey's Corner.
That doesn't even make any sense to me. I mean, I don't... Because... You know as well as I do that individual packets of ketchup and mustard cost more than a big old container of ketchup and mustard. So I don't get the whole concept about that. You said something about, well, they said it's getting too, and I can understand it gets dirty, but you keep a cast member over there to wipe it down from at least from 11 to 1:30, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, you misunderstood me. You're right exactly what you're saying about the cast member, but... What happens is there was people complaining about if they do hand out packets, people take 10 and only use 2, if you understand what I'm saying. But that's the price of doing business. Disney has that into the figure already. They've been doing this for what? Going on, what's this going to be, a 50th anniversary? Don't you think they know people's trends by now?
Yeah, I would think so.
And the thing of it is they're it's all about money. It's they're going to be handing this stuff out behind the counter, and then everybody, when we're there's a bunch of us going back and forth, like I couldn't believe it when I heard it came from WDW News Today. I think I read the article from, and it just broke out on Twitter. And the reason I was telling you about the cleaning around where the dispensers were is that's where everybody was defending them. You know, there has to be the blind defenders that no matter what, you know, the cult followers where Disney can do never no wrong.
Yeah.
And they were the ones saying, Disney probably did this for us because we're too messy. Nobody wants to clean up. So we're not going to give it to you no more. It's too dirty over there. God forbid they hire somebody just to stand there like it used to be.
Yeah. I mean, and just the lunchtime. I mean, you know, from 2 to 4, you probably don't need anybody there. 2 to 5, you know, you make a couple of swipes every once in a while. But, yeah, from 11 to 1, 1:30 or something, it wouldn't seem too extravagant to have somebody stationed there.
No, and I know, like, this will be the argument that I'll get the emails from and everything else when I say there's not as many cast members as there used to be. And I know there's more cast members now than there was in the early 2000s and every correct, John?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they increase their job force every year. So,
okay.
I mean, we got new attractions every year. So.
But my argument is the ratio to fans, there's nowhere near as many cast members. It's not even close.
It depends where you're at. I know in certain attractions, there's actually more people than there used to be, but maybe in restaurants and shop, in retail and stuff like that. I mean, you know, of course, Disney is split into a multitude of different areas. I would say there's certainly less janitorial cast members.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the most important out there for the cleanliness of the park. But
I think that should be top of the list, John.
Yeah. I mean, for like where I work at Pirates, I know there was used to be less positions there, so I know there's actually more cast members there, but that's an attraction. So, yeah, I think maybe what we're talking about is janitorial, maybe retail, there's less people working in the stores, that type of stuff.
So. 100%, because I said a million times, I remember when we used to walk through the Magic Kingdom, and you would see cast members everywhere just there to help, if you follow me, John. And they're not there no more. There's not the casual cast member just standing out in the middle of the street or on Streets of America. You know what I'm saying, John. They're just not there. Streets of America's gone, but you get what I'm saying. Hollywood Boulevard, stuff like that, they're no longer there like they used to be.
Yeah, and I don't know another problem that I run into is the janitorial cast members. I don't know what it is with that area right now. There just seems to be a lack of initiative with most of them I run into. But that's me and my experience. But I'm just saying they could definitely use some inspiration, shall I say.
Yeah.
So.
The cleanliness is a problem, and it shouldn't be, okay, so to solve it, we're going to take something away from the guest. I mean, I know my brother, Tomater, he would literally need... If he had a hot dog at Casey's Corner, he would literally need, and I'm not even exaggerating, 20 to 30 cups of ketchup. I'm serious. When, like, I will go and get him a hot dog. We used to get hot dogs together, and he would want... John's going through a tunnel now. You can hear him. Anyway, you could literally... I couldn't give him enough mustard and ketchup. I mean, it literally has to cover the dog, like, ridiculously.
I don't know, Doug, you're talking about the packets and stuff. You know who gives you the nicest ketchups in the world from the fast food place? You should know. Chick-fil-A. They have those little Heinz 57 packets that aren't even packets. They're like, little cups with lids over the top of them. They're like professional ketchups.
Oh, yeah, like some of the people were saying also on Twitter, like, okay, they're going to pour all this ketchup in the morning and just leave it sit out and then hand them to you as you need it. It's like, I just don't understand it, John. It's just, and what I don't understand, again, is like you said about the I've never seen trash cans full until the last couple years. I've never seen bathrooms dirty until the last couple years. I'd say 50% of the bathrooms I go into now are dirty down there.
The one thing I would say about that is that I don't see the trash cans inside the Magic Kingdom nearly as full as I did at Animal Kingdom. I think because it is the premier park, I think they do a better job of keeping the trash cans empty there. So we have to use the trash cans all the time, obviously, but I see the janitorial cast members ticket those up all the time. So it seems to definitely be an issue in the parking lots is where I've noticed it all the time. Especially Epcot. For some reason, Epcot one's always overflowing. So.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. From Food and Wine, I've been constantly getting pictures sent to me with overflowing trash cans, you know, to just raise my eyebrow. You know what I'm saying? And that shouldn't be, John. That never was. No.
We used to eat off the top of trash cans. People would eat off the top of trash cans, much less now you can't even get your trash into them. So.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, I've said it a million times on here. I collect the salt and pepper shakers of trash cans. It's nuts. No other place would be able to sell salt and pepper trash cans. If the phenomenon started at Disney and they treated their park like this, those trash cans would have never been able to be sold. You know, the trash cans wouldn't have become the phenomenon that they are. But the bottom line is, the apologist, I'm just so tired of you. They can't do anything wrong, John, and you know what I'm talking about with that. There's an excuse for everything. So you're going to go green, but now you're going to hand out 8,000 plastic cups a day. Does that make sense, John?
No, it sure doesn't. I mean, they're probably paper little cups. I bet you they're little paper cups.
Doesn't matter. It's still cutting down. I'm doing the air quotes over here. If you want to be as environmentally sound as you say you want to be, and you're taking away the straws but still handing out plastic bags at Splash Mountain, and we know you're not hypocritical, Disney, but if you really want to be environment friendly, you wouldn't be handing out 8,000 cups a day over there at Casey's Corner. You would still have a pump as a dispenser, as a machine. Am I wrong, John?
You know what, Doug? We need to stand outside and
Johnny,
reusable straw.
You went through that tunnel again. Repeat your question.
I'm saying we could stand outside and sell condiment packs. You get a reusable straw and 5 packets of mustard and 5 packets of ketchup.
There you go, Johnny. And give out free bags to take in too, so you can get your souvenirs.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that was the big thing on Twitter this week. The other story I have, Johnny, is I finally seen Toy Story 4. As much as I love Toy Story, with everything going on in life the past, you know, few months, which you know everything that was been going on around here, we finally got to sit down and relax, have a glass of wine, and watch Toy Story. And I hate to say it, I was totally disappointed.
So it was still good, but it's definitely not your favorite one. Is that what you're telling me?
It still made me laugh, smile, brought back my childhood, made me think of family members. It did what it normally does. It just, the story wasn't my favorite, and the ending I thought was horrible.
Okay.
Now, after the ending where they do the ending, and then when the credits are going, they show clips.
Yeah.
They were hysterical. They were pretty good. I enjoyed the new characters. I will say, Forky, I want to break the fork like the first 5 minutes he's in the show.
I haven't even seen the movie, and I feel that I could break that fork in half. So.
Yeah,
he's annoying.
Yeah, he was. He for the first not even 5 minutes, for like 15, 20 minutes of the movie, you just like, you're over him, and then you like him again. Then Disney draws you back in, if you follow me, to appreciate him. But the ending, I was not happy with at all, John. I always hate to say it. I mean, I won't give it away. I won't do a spoiler, but this is just me. And you know it takes a lot for me to say a negative thing about Toy Story.
Yeah.
But if I had to rank Toy Stories, I would go 1, 3, 2, 4.
I would concur. Just not even having seen 4, but I would say that's definitely my ranking right now. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So we're on the same page with that one. But if anybody agrees with me, let me know on Twitter. Because it's hard. See, John, I like it when somebody finally does agree with me. I want them to let me know. I have a feeling you're gonna be the only one letting me know, John.
Man, I don't know. I need to watch that. It's on my list of things to do. So.
But now you'll enjoy. Again, it's very well. I'm not saying don't watch it. It just disappointed me. But now somebody who didn't disappoint us, we got another nice review on iTunes this week, John.
Yay!
And it says it's from Tina and Mike, or Tina Mike, because it's all spelled together. So I'm thinking it's Tina and Mike. Listening to Doug and John is literally like catching up with a couple of friends each week. You get to know them pretty well and look forward to what has set off Doug for this week.
I can't imagine you getting set off on anything.
Oh, believe me, there's been multiple things this week. And it says, thanks, John, for taking the time with your crazy schedule lately, hence road noise as we're recording here.
There you go.
Then it says, we love your insider insight too, John. We need a nice guy like you to balance out Doug, despite his good looks. Ha, ha, ha. Love when Dennis and Bob are on too. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate your reviews. They mean so much to us. And we love the little inside jokes like that. You know, even though she's not joking, everybody knows how handsome I am, John.
Yes, 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 Doug. You have to beat them off with a stick, I've heard, yes.
Dude, even when I'm paying for stuff, people try to give me discounts. I just can't take it because it's not fair.
Are you sure they weren't trying to give you the senior citizen discount without you asking for it?
Maybe that's it, John. That's what I'm thinking. Oh, is that why they say AARP to me?
Yeah, go gave me the Dunkin' Donuts 10% discount. Like, probably now, it's probably been 6 years ago, so I was like 41. I was like, really? Thanks.
That's funny. That is funny. I don't know, Johnny. So what do we have for news, John? Do you have any stories or anything you have before we get started?
How about my Gators yesterday, huh? Yeah. That looks pretty good.
Hold on, John. We got to wait.
Nope.
For all your sports need are sponsored to you by the Adventures of Peas and Carrots. You can follow them on YouTube. Go ahead, John, with your sports talk.
My Gators look pretty good. They floundered around in the first half, a little LSU hangover from the week before, but they got it really together in the third quarter. And I just happened to be on my lunch break, my 45-minute break, right there in the third quarter, so I was able to watch two touchdowns and a turnover. So it worked out perfectly. So good deal.
Nah, and I my Lions, they started off 21-0. And then ended up winning 28-21.
Yeah, they held on. Michigan tried to make a rally there. So.
Yeah, their offense went into a total stupor. I mean, it was bad. It was very bad. But you want to talk about something good, John?
What's that?
You know our chicken wing recipe?
Yes, sir. Honey coriander wings from Bali.
Yes, I'm breaking that out with my roast today. I got two pork tenderloins. As soon as we're done doing this show, I'm going to take them out and saute them both in the pan. I'm going to throw them in the crock pot, and we're going to have with baby carrots, potatoes. You know, we're going to have a little bit of celery in there, John. It's going to be so good. Oh, and also we put string beans in there, John. It comes out like they come out like candy, John.
And get you some candied vegetables is what you have to do.
Dude, you got to try that. You haven't done that yet, have you?
No, nobody else in the family is going to eat it besides me, and I'm not going to do a big old piece of meat like that and be the only one that eats it. So.
Lisa or Junior do not eat pork tenderloin?
Doug, my family, they look at something and they determine in their minds whether or not they're going to eat it based on what it looks like, and I could show them that picture and they'd go, no, I'm not going to eat it.
They don't like pretty food, so it has to be an ugly.
I don't know. They're so bizarre when it comes to trying new stuff. It's like, I don't know. I really don't. They determine in their minds automatically whether or not they're going to like it without even really knowing anything about it. So I know I can make the wings for him, and my son likes the wings a lot. So, but other than that, nah, they won't try it. So.
That's a damn shame, John, because I'm telling you, I love, you know how much I love those wings. But I like the pork tenderloin with this recipe better.
Yeah, I don't know. The wings are so, and it takes a lot less time for me to have to get all that together. So, I mean, I can do the wings when I get home and stuff, you know.
But. I'll be honest with you, John. Like I always am on this show, I think the tenderloin's less work than the wings.
Yeah, it probably is putting everything in the crock pot and stuff. But again, I'm not going to do it just for myself.
That's a shame. I would, John. I would. You deserve it, John. Mr. Work it 7 days a week. You deserve your own pork tenderloin, John. That's all I'm saying.
I think I'm going to step outside of my normal boundaries, and on the way home tonight, I'm going to get me a McRib. McDonald's has the dang McRibs back. And there's only one thing I like from McDonald's, and that's that dang McRib.
Well, I won't tell anybody, John.
All right, yeah, I'll be quiet about that.
I have to admit, I do think a little less of you because of that, but I still love you, John. I still love you.
I know it's some kind of pre-processed piece of crap, but I don't care. It's still good.
I wonder how this is going to be if it's a pre-processed piece of crap, John. To lead into some of the news, did you see the new traditional English breakfast for Rose and Crown Pub? It says it's a tip-top way to start off the day. And they're serving breakfast over there now, and it's kind of like counter service, though, John, the way they're doing it.
Okay.
It says we're up bright and early in the middle of the day, in the middle of a tornado watch, no less, for breakfast, for a new breakfast platter that has just arrived at World Showcase. The traditional English breakfast platter is available at Rose and Crown Pub at the UK Pavilion every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. So put on your trench coat and let's grab a bakey. While most of the World Showcase is closed around this time, you can drop into the warmly lit pub for some piping hot breakfast. And it was raining the day the day went, so they were very happy. There's signage outside the pub advertising the new breakfast platter as well as when it's available. You need no reservation for this offering. It's walk-up only. Inside, there's plenty of seats for patrons. And then it gives traditional English breakfast. It's $9.99, John. And what you get is they walked in, they got the food in 3 minutes. The food is served in a plastic to-go container, but despite that, it's fairly well packaged and presented for a quick service meal. Has a piece of toast. The only thing I don't get is, and tell me if I'm nuts, John. It has bacon in it. It has pork in it. It has the bangers in it. But it also has baked beans and mushrooms for breakfast. Now, I don't know about you. There's baked beans and mushrooms. Well, you eat McRib, so you might like this. But
no, baked beans is definitely an English thing. It probably has tomato slices, too. It's supposed to have tomato slices, too.
It has one tomato, a little, little cherry tomato on top of the eggs.
No, it's supposed to be slices, but it's close enough, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, whenever I got the tradition, we used to have a English pub around the corner from us when we lived in Longwood, and they always had baked beans and tomatoes with it, so.
Yeah, I just never. I love baked beans too. I'm not allowed to have them that much around this joint. You know.
I can't imagine why.
You know what food rations I'm put on around here. You know.
It would seem like Presley would get an awful lot of blame if all of a sudden Doug was eating a lot of beans.
100%. But John, let's not go there for our female listeners. John, we got a reputation to protect around here.
Hey, everybody does it, Doug.
Not me. Never have, John. Don't you know I'm napkin boy and I eat pizza with a fork and knife?
No wonder you're so uptight.
Dude, exactly. You should see me on the job site where there'll be 10 of us in a room and somebody does something, like they all look at me and apologize. Oh, dude, they know. But when I'm around, I'm like the manners police in our room. If you follow, dude, they know not to get disgusting around me.
Yeah, that's one of the rudest things you can do out at Disney, too, and it happens to us all the time. We're standing there asking people how many in a boat, and then all of a sudden, come on, seriously?
Yeah, John, they know, certain things they can't do or say while they're eating their lunch. But
yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're eating lunch.
Yeah, that's what I'm with construction boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I suppose.
But it says the beans are nothing special, and the eggs have an interesting texture. They think they're liquid eggs. And it's in lieu of a half tomato, you get a cute, tiny roasted cherry tomato.
Yep.
The mushrooms were the standout, as they were sautéed beautifully and are very, very soft and flavorful. And if you aren't used to savory items like these in early morning, it will seem odd at first, but the mushrooms are really good. The fried bread is super crunchy and delicious. As for the bacon, it was very crispy and a great classic bacon flavor. The sausage is exactly what you think, an English breakfast sausage, also known as bangers. With the outside having a good snap and a juicy interior and a little salty. No hints of spice as you normally find in American breakfast sausage. The brown sauce is tangy, malty. It's like an HP steak sauce. The traditional bangers and mash will be here till November 23rd, but some cast members think it's going to be extended. I wouldn't mind trying it.
That sounds good, but they're only doing it on Saturdays, huh?
Yeah, that's what it's saying right now, John.
Not too bad.
Yeah, but it might become a more traditional thing, John.
Yeah. Now, that'd be worth walking by. I mean, instead of heading right over to the French bakery, it sounds like something. Especially, they were probably there yesterday and tried it, because yesterday was the rainy day when we had some tornado warning. So, probably turned out well, especially if you get a nice, somewhat chilly morning. It'd be a good breakfast. Seems kind of heavy to start the day, but then again, it'd fill you up. So.
Yeah, well, if it's 9 to 11 by then, John, I'm pretty up.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, you know, so it would be fine by me. It just, I hope it's as, I just don't know if I can get the beans down me that early in the morning. It's not like I can eat a hot dog without the beans that early in the morning. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited about it though. I'm excited to see that they're adding more opportunities to eat around. You know why they're probably doing that, John? Probably the disarray in the front of the park.
Yeah, it's a mess up there, so absolutely.
So hopefully they continue to do stuff like this.
I don't know. We had talked, you know, a long time ago when Frozen first opened up, we were debating whether or not they were just going to go ahead and open all of World Showcase at 9 o'clock. Now with all the trouble, or just not trouble, but, you know, the construction in Future World, why don't they just go ahead and bite the bullet and open all of World Showcase at
9
o'clock in the morning?
John, between me and you, they're cheap and don't want to pay those people.
Okay, I got you.
Like, people, they're like, here's Money Grubbing Bob. People already paid for that ticket all day. Why are we going to give them 2 extra hours? Oh, maybe what we could do is charge for it. Maybe we'll open at 9 and charge for it. There you go, John. They're going to open at 9 and charge for 2 hours.
You know what? There'd be people that probably pay it too.
Oh, there would be. The idiots are out there, dude. They're like, I call these people to defend Disney. They're like the Pelicans on Nemo. Mine. What do you think, John? Or the seagulls?
Yeah, the seagulls.
Mine. They're just. They fly around, and whatever Disney says, they do. But no, John. You're right. It should open up earlier. Give you a full day over there.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's pretty much the basis of the park, so it seemed like it would do okay to open at 9 o'clock. But,
and you want to know what cracks me up, John, is, and I'm not being smart because we love Epcot more than anything, but still, all the fans out there for years wanted to call the Animal Kingdom a half-day park. John, if you want to talk about entertainment as far as stuff to do rides wise Epcot's like a three-hour park.
If you're a person looking for thrill rides and stuff, yeah, you can get all your attractions done in about 4 to 5 hours and hit every one of them. So, but yeah, I mean that's not us though. So,
no, but
you know,
that
you know but, very well that me and you would spend the entire day or there with no problem. I can spend an entire day at Epcot and not even ride a ride.
100%, but my point I'm making for years with the Animal Kingdom. The Animal Kingdom has always been the same way to me. I don't understand how you couldn't explore that. But there's just as much to see at the Animal Kingdom as there is at Epcot, roaming around-wise.
Yeah.
And scenery.
But people get conditioned. They go to the Magic Kingdom, and there's, you know, 30-something actual attractions to do, and they expect the other parks to be like that. And none of the other parks have 30-something attractions.
But,
you know.
It just cracks me up, though, that Epcot has never gotten that phrase, the stigma, like the Animal Kingdom did as half-day. Because I know adults like it, but the kids, it's really a half-day. It's been a half-day park for 15 years now with all the rides down and all the crappy rides that they have. Am I wrong?
What I'm saying is the point I'm trying to make
with all the pavilions going down and shut down and things not working up there, they did take away a lot of stuff, John. With Body Wars, everybody complained. Nobody liked Ellen. I liked Ellen. But what I'm talking about, not me personally, because I loved Epcot. I would never say it was that. But if you listen to people talk about the rides and people that come back that complained about Epcot, I'm surprised it never got that stigma. Because I have a lot of my customers come back and say, there's not a lot to do in Epcot if you don't like World Showcase. And that's the truth.
Oh, well, if you don't like World Showcase, then I don't even want to know your name.
Well, if you have, but did little JJ like World Showcase at 7, 8 years old?
Yes.
He did? But most kids don't. But most kids don't, John. Be real. Most kids like to roam around World Showcase? No, they don't.
Man, again, I'm not worried about other kids. I'm worried about my son.
I hear you.
He always liked World Showcase because at that age is when we was definitely pliable and he'd do whatever we wanted him to do. So
yeah.
We had him trying all kinds of different food and stuff like that. And I think he probably did probably from 6 to 12 years old. He probably did 5 different of the passports and stuff like that. So. Oh, yeah.
But I'm just going by all the feedback that I get for years, like even with the reason why they're adding Frozen and Ratatouille and stuff like that is to get kids over there. It's not to get adults there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. No, the adults like World Showcase already. So.
No, because I don't know. I would get a lot of feedback from friends with young kids and stuff like that that said they spent the least amount of their time at Epcot. You know, because basically the main two rides, like, we love Spaceship Earth. We could go on that again and again, and we love Living with the Land and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't – that ain't their cup of tea, John. It doesn't have the nostalgia that it does for us.
Well, I mean, none of the other parks have the type of – I mean, if you've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, you're going to the Magic Kingdom and you're not worrying about the other parks anyway. I mean, that's just – that's where your attractions are. So
yeah, and Hollywood
– rides and
And studios now a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe go to Hollywood Studios and see the Disney Junior stuff.
But you would think with kids, like, over the years with the complaining about Animal Kingdom until recently being a half-day park, you'd think young kids, the parents would appreciate having the animals and seeing all that and learning there. There's more to do for kids at Animal Kingdom than there was at Epcot.
Well, I think Animal Kingdom got that, and again, it's not my opinion, but you know,
no, me neither.
I do. You hear a lot of people say, "Well, I have a zoo back in my city, so why would I want to go to Animal Kingdom? I can go
to
the zoo
morons.
Anywhere."
So,
yeah,
morons.
Exactly. So. But you know, you hear that too.
Oh, yeah, that stupidity is what it is. Yeah, I know my local zoo. It's nowhere near that, and I don't even want to hear San Diego bite me. It's nowhere near as nice as the Animal Kingdom. You know, I've seen the San Diego Zoo. I'm not, you know, it's like comparing apples to, kiwi. It's not even in the same stratosphere. But the bottom line is I just don't get it. And to me, as the way I enjoy the parks, John, the Magic Kingdom would last for me now.
Yeah.
As far as me and Brenda just roaming around, because it's too much chaos anymore for us. It really is. It's overcrowded. I met a lady at the ShopRite, the supermarket, the other day, and I had my Disney hoodie on, and she had a Disney shirt. We were loading the cars together, and she's going this week, coming up this week. She's flying down. We started talking. It was funny, and then she goes to me. We're talking about the parks and the parties, and she's saying her father is a Disney nut, and he gets the gift cards and goes crazy and sets the trips up. And she's telling me how pissed off he is this week because of parties. She goes, "What's going on?" Because I tell her I book trips, so I'm a travel agent. I even mentioned the show. She goes, "What's all this? What's going on with all these parties at the Magic Kingdom?" I said, I was wishing a camera was rolling so I could put it on the show, John.
Yep.
She said, "We're going to be there all week, and only one day the park is open to 10 o'clock. And without a party going on, John." No, what
yeah,
kind
that
of...
Was,
that's bull.
That was yesterday for us, and when they do have that one day that's open, you have to anticipate a bigger crowd. So that's our day yesterday was probably it's a good 10 to 15, 20% busier than it should be when there aren't, you know, when parties aren't going on, because everybody wants to, if you're on vacation, that's the day you want to go to the Magic Kingdom because they're open until 10 or 11 o'clock. So yeah, that's exactly what happens. Yesterday is, you know, twice as busy as it should be. So.
No, it's like, I don't understand it, John. It's like, I don't know how, Disney just don't see anything anymore. They have a blind eye for just cash. Where are we at, Johnny, here? I'm trying to find the next wonderful story, John. Did you see Halloween offerings now coming to Typhoon Lagoon?
That's a little late, isn't it, for Disney?
Yeah, just...
Halloween's 2 weeks away.
Well, they probably overbooked. They got all the parties overbooked now, so they're trying to squeeze another nickel out of you. They're probably going to charge you a new upcharge to get in the water park. Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park will be offering several Halloween activities this year, taking place on October 31st. Trick-or-treat will be available at three candy stops, Typhoon Lagoon Front Entrance, Singapore Sal's, and Safe Harbor. You can also check out pumpkin carvings at Singapore Sal's and decorate your own mini pumpkin. Mickey and Donald will be meeting and greeting guests in Halloween costumes near the clock tower. Special treats will include ice cream cone, Happy Landing, an ice cream cone at Happy Landing ice cream, featuring orange Dole Whip soft serves, sandwich cookies, and waffle cones, holiday sprinkles, Halloween sprinkles, and white chocolate surfboard. You can also try fall-inspired menu items, including pumpkin milkshakes, pumpkin cream churros, and pumpkin sundaes through November 23rd. So, if you want to go over to Typhoon Lagoon, they're offering specialty, and it doesn't say anything about money here, John.
No, my goodness.
I guess maybe this time of year, they're just trying to get people to pay to go in the water park.
Yeah, it's getting really slow. I know Blizzard Beach is shut down for refurb right now, and then Typhoon Lagoon, they get everybody that's going to a water park, but still at this time, it's still not really cooler, but it's still not it's not nearly as busy as they are during the summertime. So.
Well, this will probably get pretty busy, John. Walt Disney Presents at Disney Hollywood Studios will be showing the upcoming Frozen 2 movie. The preview begins November 5th, with the movie opening in theaters November 22nd. So you get a preview over at Hollywood Studios.
Are you going to take your girls to go see that or no?
We probably will, but I'll be honest with you. Have you seen the trailer yet?
No, I don't think so.
I can't figure the trailer out, John.
No, I did see it. I saw it months ago, but yeah, it was a bit confusing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, like, I have no idea what it's about. Well, I'm hoping it's better than Toy Story 4, John.
Yeah, I mean, for the longest time, the biggest thing Disney never did... Well, Pixar changed that when they started making sequels, but Disney never made a sequel to any of their animated classics that were that went to theaters. You know, they did a lot of VHS sequels, but nothing that ever got really released to theaters, because there's like no Little Mermaid 2, there's Lion King 2 and 1.5 and stuff, but they went straight to VHS. I think maybe Frozen's the first Disney one that actually has made a sequel being released in theaters. Can you think of another one?
All the Toy Stories were.
Yeah, but that's Pixar. Pixar has always done sequels. No, Disney animation, not Pixar.
I guess Lion King would be the second one now. That would be it.
Yeah, well, they made some that went to VHS. I don't know if they released those into the theater.
Well, okay, the new Lion King is live action, action animated.
Yeah, that's
my
a reset.
Bad.
Yeah, that's a reset. So, but.
No, I don't know, John. I really, I'm trying to think. You took me off guard at 7:40 in the morning here, John. The brain ain't calculating as quick as it normally does.
Yeah, there's no Cinderella 2. There's no Snow White 2. There's no 101 Dalmatians, then reset live action, but not as an actual sequel. Well, anyhow, I know there's all sequels to them, but they're all, like I said, they went directly to VHS back in the day, or to DVD.
It was more original and trying to create something new or whatever. Now it's all a money grab, dude. 90% of these movies, like, I love the Marvel movies, but like we were talking the other day, please slow down with them.
Yeah, I'm a bit inundated with. I'm going to watch Endgame, and I'm going to call it quits, I think, on Marvel.
I mean, there's characters coming out I never even heard of, John, that they're making movies of. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. You know what does look good, though, on the other side is the DC movie. Have you seen the trailers for Joker?
Yeah, it does, but it looks very dark to me.
Oh, it's very creepy.
Yeah, it is. I don't know.
It's really good.
Dude,
yeah, it looks really good.
I don't think I could watch that in the movie theater.
No, I'd be a little creeped out. No,
yeah.
But I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm going to watch it as soon as it comes out on DVD or Netflix or whatever. So.
Yeah, if I do watch it at home, I'll have every light on in the theater room. sitting next to my, I'll have all my construction tools sitting next to me to protect me. But anyway.
Put Presley in there with you. He'll guard you.
Oh. We took him. He was out this weekend. When we went and got, I went down. They have a special. We have a fish market that one of my buddies was telling me about. That we went down to. It has all fresh fish. It's really a nice place. But I'm gonna cook them next weekend. But I bought them. I bought two Chilean sea bass fillets yesterday.
So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna broil them? Are you gonna grill them? I'm gonna grill them, John.
Probably gonna grill them. They were frozen, but dude, they really are too nice. I got two Chilean sea basses. I got a pound of shrimp, really nice shrimp, for $9, John, that are really nice. And then two crab cakes. We had the crab cakes last night, and then next weekend I'm going to cook the shrimp and the Chilean sea bass. So, but Presley took a nice ride with us down there, and we had some fun with him. He rules the roost, dude.
No kid, really?
Yeah, he's my buddy, though. But, yeah, he took a nice ride with us, and then we park in the parking lot. There's two cars in the parking lot, us and another car in this huge parking lot. I park next to him. And don't you know, I go to get out, and they have a dog, too, and the two of them are going back and forth. It was like you couldn't make it up, John, and if you'd have seen the barking going on.
Oh, I can imagine.
What's this, John? Splash Mountain's going to be closing for a lengthy refurbishment.
Is that just their wintertime refurb?
Yeah, it seems a little longer than normal, but maybe I'm wrong. It's going to close because the way they're writing it, maybe we're all wrong here. But it's going to be closing January 6th through February 27th.
Nah, that's about normal. They have to pump all the water out of there and clean all the flumes out and stuff like that. So I think every winter it shuts down for a month and a half. So
yeah, it seems like lately they've been shutting it down more, though, to clean it. I don't remember them doing it every year, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I know all of those attractions, especially that one, they have problems. It's just the deterioration of the boats and everything else, and so they constantly have to keep up on it because Those flumes really do get abused going up and down those ramps. So,
We got I think the final candlelight processional is done now. The lineup is complete. So, do you want me to read them to you, John, in case you decide to go finally this year?
Yeah.
They added Warwick Davis and Cheetah Rivero to this year's narrators. So. To kick things off, it's going to be Ming Nan Wen. She's there the 29th of November through, I can't even speak, December 1st. Everybody's favorite, Neil Patrick Harris, is going to be there the 2nd through the 5th. Whoopi's going to be there the 6th and the 7th. Isabella Rossellini is going to be there the 8th through the 10th. Cheetah Rivera is going to be there the 11th and 12th. Gary Sinise is going to be there the 13th to the 15th. Pat Zajac, I wonder if he's going to let you buy a vowel during the show. He'll be there the 16th through the 18th. Warwick Davis is there the 19th through the 21st. Stephen Curtis Chapman is there the 22nd through the 24th. Edward James Olmos is there Christmas Day and the 26th. Marley Matins there to 27th and 28th. And then Lisa Ling will wrap up the Candlelight Processional this year to 29th and the 30th. So who would you go check out there, John, if you could?
I mean, if I had my choice, I'd probably want to go see Whoopi Goldberg or Neil Patrick Harris, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Rossellini woman. The Christmas Story with an Italian accent sounds like it would be appropriate. So
it's Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah,
I think Edward James Olmos would be very good, too, on Christmas Day because he's very authoritative.
Yeah, who I wanted to see was did it for several years, the country artist, Trace Adkins.
Yeah.
Didn't he do it? Yeah, and he's got that big, deep, really, really deep voice.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see him. I'd love to, I know I'd never do it, but man, if James Earl Jones would do it one time.
Oh, yeah. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. It's good. It's very good. Yeah, I could see Trace now. Now, y'all put in your chew in between your cheek and gum and mosey on down and listen to the story. Yeehaw, good buddies. Nah, he'd be good. He does have a very deep voice.
Yeah.
Nah, I like the Candlelight Processional. It's a good time.
Doug stereotyping country music fans, even though he listens to country music.
I love country music, dude. You know, I love country music. I love my my favorite group right now is at Sugarland. I still like them. Who else do we have here? Oh, and Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw, he's a lot of his songs are very, very poignant to me because of family members passing and stuff like that. So my mom and dad, the song Live Like You're Dying, every time I hear it, I cry thinking of my dad. And
then, yeah, I can see that.
And then Don't Take the Girl from that came out right when my mom passed. So those two songs, like, this long story short, the reason I Don't Take the Girl is the first country song that I really liked. And the whole story was my mother used to drive my Trans Am. I had a brand new Trans Am, and I'd let her drive it to work some days. And every day I would get back in the car, the country channel would be on. And we used to get in major fights over. Well, after she picked, not major fights, but we would, you know how you argue over the radio.
Yeah, bicker back and forth, yeah.
Okay, well, then the Trans Am was stolen, and I had, like, probably 50 cassettes in that Trans Am, right? The only cassette that wasn't stolen was, what was his name? I'm losing my mind right now. What the hell is it? He's my mother-in-law's favorite. Anyway, her country artist, she just bought the tape. There is 49 of my cassettes in the car and one of hers. And don't you go when I go to clean the car out at the auto, the place that's going to fix it, because we did recover it. The only tape that's in the car is hers. The people stole the other 49 and left her cassette tape on the floor in the car. So I grabbed the tape and I'm driving home in the rental car, and like four times I almost threw that cassette out the window because I was so pissed off. But I couldn't do it. But after my mom passed away, I started to listen to country music because it reminded me of her. And Tim McGraw was the first country star that I became a fan of. So, long story short, that's why I fell in love with country music, because it reminded me of my mother.
No, that's good.
So, don't want to bring people down right now, but that's why.
Doug, you talking about that, I was trying to... You remember those big suitcases you used to have on your passenger seat full of cassettes?
Yes.
All your music is contained on your iPhone. But, oh, man, it was like you had a suitcase that you toted around with you of all your music. It was so goofy.
It was, dude. But you couldn't go anywhere without them. Yeah, but they stole everything but that cassette, man. And it's making me mad that I can't think of the guy's name. And it's, like, the biggest... But one, besides Garth Brooks, he's the biggest country singer out there.
George Strait.
There you go. Yeah, George Strait. I could not think of that. Thank you, John, because I'll let you in on another little secret. Did you ever see that movie that he was in, Pure Country?
No, I don't think I ever did.
He's a horrible actor, but he is.
Most of them are. Most people that try to step out of what they're good at are pretty bad. So
that movie came out when she was alive, but after she passed, it was on HBO. And after she passed, it was winter time, and it was hard to get out to work because we had ice storms and stuff like that. So I was home a couple days, and that movie came on, John. Now every time I watch that from front to back, because that was her favorite guy, George Strait. You follow me? And yep. Now that movie, every time it comes on, it chokes me up. But I have to watch the stupid thing because it reminds me of her.
And see how bad an actor he is again.
Yeah, I sit there and laugh at it, and I think of my mom. Like, it kind of brings me joy now. It doesn't make me cry, like, upset as I used to. Now I sit there, and in my mind, I'm picking on him with her. Like,
there you go.
Do you know how your son likes certain things, or like my godson would like certain groups, and you'd have to break his stones about liking this stupid music?
Yep.
Well, you know, that's what we would do. Like, she'd pick on my guys, my singers, and I would pick on hers, but I miss her. Miss her very much, so I love you, Mom. Anyway, let's continue.
Moving on.
New trailers for Disney Plus. Did you see that, John? Dude, if you go online, there's like a 3-hour video that just shows you every single movie that's going to be available.
Pretty much everything I want to watch.
100%. Oh, and speaking of that, we come up with an idea. We're going to do this as soon as Disney Plus launches. We're going to get a round table. I already contacted Judith and Sean and a couple of friends of the show, and we'll probably get Evan and I'm not trying to leave anybody out, you know, Bob, Dennis, you too, John, if you want to do it.
Oh, okay, me too. I'm in.
But any friends of the show that we're speaking of, we want to do like instead of a book club, we're going to do a movie club with Disney Plus. We're all going to grab a movie, even if we've seen it before or not. Like, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because the other day I was watching Up, and it made me think about it. It was, speaking of depressing, at 6 o'clock in the morning I woke up and Up was on. So I started to watch it. And it made me think about, like, I'm watching it now because I've already seen it once. Like, now I'm looking at all the... I've seen it a couple times, but now I'm really looking at all the little intricacies of the movie, if you understand. What makes Disney so wonderful? And the one part is like in the beginning where she's all goofy and she gives them the grape soda pin, which you guys know, one of my last couple trips, I bought a grape soda bottle opener for my beer, which is really awesome. It's one of my favorite things that I have. And she pinned that on him, and then it shows her scrapbook. But then little things like... they bought the house, they just got married, and they're painting the mailbox, and he messes up and gets his handprint on the mailbox. So then instead of making fun of him, she puts her handprint on there, and then they keep the mailbox forever after she's gone. You know what I'm saying, John?
So, yeah.
Like, the house is floating away, and the window washers are seeing it in the background. So all the little things that make Disney different, if you follow me. So watching that movie made me think of, with Disney Plus coming out, we should do a movie every month and do a review of the movie again. But state, like, you know, 5 or 6 things that are poignant in the movie that made that movie, you understand, that stand out in that movie to you.
Right.
So, you on board, John? Don't sound so excited.
Sounds great. Yeah. That sounds like a good time. I'm thinking already which one we want to do first. Is it something that we haven't seen, or something we haven't seen in a long time, or something new? So, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, what we'll do is, John, we'll get the 4 of us or 5 of us that are going to do it. I'll get the first group, and then we'll all vote on what movie. We'll all get together, put our dumb heads together, and... yeah, except for Judith, she has a smart head. The other one, everybody else I mentioned, not so bright, John. But I'm just kidding. But anyway, we'll all put our heads together and we'll figure out which movie we want to do.
All right, that sounds good.
So, I can guarantee it won't be a Star Wars movie, John, to start it off.
See, you're already going the wrong direction.
I can see John. Star Wars, what is the original one, John? Episode 12, because that's how stupid they are. They had to make them all go different directions.
4, 5, and 6, Doug.
I mean, come on, man. Like that. I think that's what pissed me off to begin with about Star Wars. Like, why'd they have to start off with 4? You know what I'm saying, John?
I'm trying to be different.
Yeah. I think that just aggravated me to begin with. Send all your letters to John now.
Yeah, now, see, you were making fun of my family for not liking stuff just because of the way it looks. You made your mind to not like Star Wars because they started at 4. So
now,
there you go.
I'll be honest beyond belief why I didn't like Star Wars is because of one of my best friends. Like, He made it to a... Did you ever have a friend that plays a song so much that you can't stand the group no more?
Yes, without even you hearing it, you're just so tired of hearing them talk about it.
Yeah, like, so, I remember I remember the Rolling Stones when I was a kid. Do you remember you remember Start Me Up, right?
Yes.
They played that song so much where I hated everything the Stones had to sing. And I appreciate and love the Beatles music. Like, I know the Beatles songs are great, but my brother growing up made me hate the Beatles because he would come home, and he's 10 years older than me. He would come home at 10, I mean, at like 2 in the morning and wake me up with, "I don't know why you say goodbye, I say hello," like the music blaring in our bedroom. So that would kind of make you dislike the Beatles a little bit, wouldn't it, John?
Yeah, I can see that.
Even though I did watch one of the best movies a couple weeks ago, me and Brenda seen Yesterday, I think it is. Did you ever hear about that movie?
No.
It's about a guy. It's a really good movie. We enjoyed it. It's about a guy that gets in an accident, and when he comes back, it's weird, like lightning strikes, and he gets hurt, and when it's like a flash moment, but then, and he's a singer-songwriter, and the next day, they're asking him to play something good, and he starts playing a Beatles song, and everybody, all his friends are like, "Did you write that?" Here, with that boom, nobody, it wiped out the Beatles from history. Nobody else knew the Beatles but him. So now he starts writing all the Beatles songs and becomes the world's best singer.
That's kind of a ripoff.
Yeah, but it was a great, it was a good movie, dude. It was a different movie that was very good. But anyway, getting back to where we were, that's what made me hate Star Wars. Not hate Star Wars, but annoyed Star Wars. Because I had a buddy, Mike, that every time we're together, well, I want to talk about girls, football. It was Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. We couldn't take it no more, dude. It's all he wanted to talk about. I was like 13, 14 years old when that came out, 12. 13. I didn't want to hear about Star Wars every minute of the day, John.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why, you know, social media has a lot of downfalls and stuff like that, but I think also it really has, it's provided places for, if you are a certain fan of certain stuff, you can find like-minded people there, that, and then that way you don't have to annoy your family and normal friends with your geekdom. So,
yeah, well,
like me and you don't have to go home and regale Lisa and Brenda with how much we love Disney. We can talk to each other about it.
Well, that's why we're doing this, because
exactly.
I could see my wife's eyes starting to really roll with the Disney talk all the time. But all the guys at work, it's like, does everything have to relate to Disney somehow? Yes, it's either Disney, the Eagles, or my wife. But let me reroute that. My wife, mom, and Presley, and my family. Even Toe Mater. And then Disney, and well, the Eagles are a hair above Disney, John, but it's that close. But, you know. And the beautiful and wonderful friends of this show, John, they matter too. You do know that.
Absolutely.
But a new trailer, this is the one this is what really has me geeked out about Disney Plus, John. New trailer for the upcoming Imagineer story on Disney Plus. And this one gives us a glimpse into Star Wars Rise of the Resistance, John. It has the Imagineers. But what I'm hoping for, from what I'm seeing, is it's the Imagineer story debuts on November 12, 2019 with Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. Opens at Hollywood Studios on December 5th. So I'm really excited about seeing this. And from what I'm seeing is there are also going to be clips of other things that was made, if you follow me, other Imagineering stories. So that's the stuff that I'm like super geeked out about.
Yeah, and from everything I'm hearing about Rise of the Resistance, rumor has it, it's going to be everything that we didn't get with Smuggler's Run. So we're all hoping. So it's going to be a classic new age dark ride. So I'm hoping it lives up to everybody's expectations. So.
In this case, it's going to be like Navi River's better than Flight of Passage, because I'm sure it was the other way around when they made this, John.
Yeah, I think everybody thought Smuggler's Run was going to be the bigger deal. But
yeah.
And again, it's not a bad attraction. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of odd. So,
dude, I've had more complaints of people talking about the idiots that they get on the ride with that don't care about the ride, that are just making
it crash.
There
you go. That's exactly that's our problem. And we didn't even have a problem with it. It's just, we know that that's going to happen. So
it's like, But they'll allow you. And speaking of idiots, John, did you hear this story about Docking Bay food and cargo menu simplified and devoid of Star Wars inspired names because people were complaining that they couldn't figure out what the food is?
Yeah, and for what everybody didn't know, they had several different funky names. They weren't, see, first of all, nothing was really associated, nothing was taken directly from the movies or anything like that. So it's not like Luke Skywalker ate this yak rib or anything like that, but it sounded sci-fi. And so they had named all the food items some kind of sci-fi sounding names. But underneath the name of the item, they actually put the description of what it really was. So if it was yak ribs, underneath it would say pork ribs roasted in da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? So they actually gave you a description right underneath it. But for the most part, people just could not look at that description. They couldn't understand what yak tip ribs were and therefore complained. And now we have to get rid of all the fun sci-fi names and just go to what it is. And the article I read about it is indicating that, yeah, that's probably just the first step, and in 3 months we'll just have burgers, hot dogs, and chicken fingers there. So, because nobody wants anything different. Everybody just wants burgers, chickens, and chicken fingers. So, you know.
No, and it also comes down to they're probably not making enough money off of this, John. It all leads back to money-wise. They probably, see, in my opinion, it was probably the fans complaining, and also it took a little longer for people to figure out what they wanted to eat. So they're probably looking at, well, if we change the names and make it simpler, we could get 4 more people in here an hour. 4 more people an hour adds up, John.
I don't know. I think it's a little of both, John.
I don't think it's one where it wouldn't be changed 100% benefit the fans. Because if it was, John, we would rather have the obscure names and have the fun. Because, again, in today's social media, if you're dumb enough where you can't figure out what you want to eat even before you get there, if you want to bring up the menu, if you're having a problem with it, am I wrong?
You can do that, Doug, but you know as well as I do, if you've ever waited in line at Columbia Harbor House or Pecos Bills, they give you the little cardboard cutouts that have every menu item on it as you make your way through the queue and you get up to the counter, and there are still...
You're yelling at people, John.
I have a bajillion questions for the cast member when I get there. And that's what, yeah. Well, and it ends up taking forever because the people cannot make up their, the dining plan is no assistance whatsoever. That is the worst thing ever to get ordered at a counter. So.
No, I mean, there's been so many times I've been in line where I wanted to say, do you guys want to get off your phone and maybe figure out what you want to eat?
And why, Doug, if there are 2 adults and 3 children, does everybody have to stand in line? Why can't mom go sit at the counter with 2 of the kids and dad and 1 kid stand in line to order for everybody? Why does everybody have to stand in line?
Because they have to kick me in my shins and stand there complaining about they don't want to eat that. But it says, in recent updates, the Docking Bay 7 food and cargo at Star Wars Galaxy Edge. Star Wars inspired menu names have been removed and replaced with simple food titles. The braised shock roast has become beef pot roast. I mean, I couldn't understand. I thought that was a roast Klingon, John. I'm so glad they told me what that is. And then the smoked kudu ribs is now smoked pork ribs. John, I thought they smoked R2-D2.
Yep, man. Maybe Jar Jar Binks. I don't think anybody complained about that.
No, I just don't get it. I mean, the roasted Andorian tip yip salad is now roasted chicken salad. Yeah, roasted the Andorian tip yip salad wasn't more fun, John, was it? It didn't put you into the mode and put you into the whole atmosphere of the land. Let's just go get some. Yeah, we're going to go to Star Wars, and I want a roasted chicken salad. God forbid I have to get a roasted Andorian tip yip salad.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure that out. That would be too confusing for me.
Knuckleheads just ruin it for everybody, John.
That's why we can't have nice things, Doug.
The constantly wham. But, yeah, I don't know. It's sad, dude. I enjoy all the... That's one of the things I was looking. Like, I look forward to all the being so put into that atmosphere, if you follow me, put into that land in that moment.
Yeah, the detail and the blending together of the quick service food with the land itself and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Disney Skyliners did reopen, John, but keep an eye out for them, guys, because they're opening and closing. They're under major maintenance right now. So, you heard anything else, John?
About the gondolas? No, I haven't heard anything. I know they're going to have to redo them a bit because it obviously did not start out at 100%. So.
No, it says Disney has released a statement. This is on Octus a few days ago. Since the October 5th shutdown, during the complete review with the manufacturer, we made adjustment to our process and training. We are now improving how we communicate with guests during their flight with the Disney Skyliner. We're hoping not to leave you up there for 3.5 hours. And I just said that, not them. But that was crazy, John, when I heard that the one couple was 3.5 hours before they got them. We again offer our deepest apologies to guests impacted by the malfunction that resulted in extended operating delays on October 5th. This is 5 days ago. Beginning today, guests may travel aboard the Skyliner from 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. However, system updates last week will result in the following modified operating hours for October 16th and 18th. That's already passed, but they were closed. They're going to be constantly under modification right now until they make sure nobody's getting stuck again.
Yep, that's the last thing. And I mean, even when I wrote it that time, that's what I told you. I don't know. It's going to worry me that you're going to be going somewhere and you're going to get stuck up there. I mean, honestly, if you're on the way to Epcot and you're doing rope drop and the whole thing, and then all of a sudden you're stuck up there for 2 hours, that could ruin your entire day.
I had idiots saying that. Get me stuck up there, I'll get my extra fast pass. No, thank you. Did you hear them, John?
Yeah, I'm not interested in an extra fast pass for 2.5 hours of my life being stuck in the sky. especially not down here in the heat.
Yeah, so. Today it's going to be 91 in October. I mean, there's not many cool parts of the year down there, John, that I want to get caught during the day up in the Skyliner.
No, and even on a cool day down here, if the temperature is in the 60s, the sun's probably out, and you still have that greenhouse effect, you can still get in your car when it's 60 degrees out here, and if the sun's beating down, your car will still be 90-something degrees. So if you're stuck up there in January and it's a cool day, it's still going to get hot as blazes inside that little cubicle. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to try it still, John, but I will be apprehensive the whole time I'm on it.
Yep.
What do we got here, John? I'm trying to bring up some of the latest and greatest news on the other. Did you see this, John? The new teaser release for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker?
I haven't watched that preview yet. Actually, more than the new Star Wars movies coming out, I'm excited about the show on the Disney
Plus.
Disney Plus channel, The Mandalorian. That's the Star Wars show that's going to be the precursor of like Boba Fett and everything, and it looks really, really good. So I'm excited about that more than just about anything else.
I just can't wait to see what is offered on Disney Plus. You won't know until I'm excited about the opening day of that, roaming around just to see what's available.
Absolutely.
New open edition Moana Magic Band sails into Walt Disney World. You can get a new Moana Magic Band, which is pretty cool. New World Showcase Mickey plush from Italy, France, Germany arrive. They look pretty cool, John. You got Mickey, it looks like Luigi from Italy, with the mustache and all on him, with a chef's hat and a pizza.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, so, and then France, and it's really cool. They're neat-looking plushes. Christmas merchandise, Regal Eagle Construction, Mary Poppins Meat, and more coming to, you can check, that's all the latest news over at Epcot. When's the next time you're going to go to Epcot, John?
Let's see, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we are going to meet Judith and Tommy, great friends of the show, out at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We're going to have breakfast with them at Boma. Yummy, yummy. Then me and Lisa are going to check in for one night at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. We're going to take Judith and Tommy over to Cast Connection, do a little bit of shopping. And then me and Lisa will be heading to the Food and Wine Festival for the day and then retiring to our one-night stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge later that evening. So 2 weeks from tomorrow is the answer to your question.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to finally hear you head back there, Johnny. I'm excited to see that. I am excited that you guys are headed down with Judith and Tommy to see them.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
So I'm excited about that. Did you see this? There's a new Villains attraction going to be over at the Animal Kingdom?
No.
I think it's at the Birds of Flight, John. I'm waiting for it to load here. Yeah, as usual.
So they're going to... So the Flight for Wonder, so they're going to change the Up a Bird Adventure thing already?
Yeah, it looks like a new Villains deal. I'm trying to bring it up here, letting it load. Give me 1 second, John. Don't scream at me no more. I'm sorry.
Gosh, Doug, gee whiz.
There it is. I had to bring it up on the old trusty iPhone because the other computer decided it wanted to do an update. John, bro. Oh, no, that's what it's going to be, John. My bad. Because the screen flashed like crazy. It's going to actually be the new Villains is going to be at the... And I read this the other day. This is how stupid I am. They're going to do new Villains now at the Animation Pavilion back at on your train, John.
Oh, okay.
Conservation Station.
So you're going to be drawing some characters. Yeah, I think they have been doing that because I think the last day I worked at the trains, they were bringing Scar back. Pictures of Scar. So.
Yeah, and you'll enjoy that, John.
Yeah, some Villains. That'd be interesting.
But it says, Jumbo, everyone, and welcome to the latest photos. Report direct from Animal Kingdom. We've been away on safari for a couple weeks, and now we're back. And it's showing the different characters, which is pretty cool. First stop this morning was take the train to Conservation Station. Take a shot at the new Animal Villains theme drawing classes at Animation Experience. We hopped in the standby and had no trouble getting in. But it was pretty crowded even first thing in the morning. We had the opportunity to draw TikTok, the crocodile from Peter Pan. That's pretty cool. Old school.
Yeah, that would be a good one that I would like, obviously. I mean, anything with a gator in it, I want to draw. So.
Yeah, did you see that on Fox? I was watching the news this morning, and it shows this guy for free. He's an alligator wrestler. He saves them. Like, these people had it like a 6 foot or 8 foot alligator in their pool. Cuz dove right in and got him right out of the pool. He was holding him like a baby, taking him out of the pool, John. I've never seen anything like it. He said the reason he does it, it's for free, is because he has a sanctuary where he takes them back to, because most of the time they have to be put in captivity or say bye bye to them. So he
does they're harvested.
It. Yeah. That was crazy to watch. But yeah, so I'm excited about that. It seems like they're swapping out these animation opportunities really quick over there.
Yeah. I mean, if you go out there all the time, you get a chance to draw all kinds of different characters. So at least there's that going for it. I mean, it's a little less impressive, the studio, than what was at Hollywood Studios. But still, nonetheless, I guess you can at least give you a chance to draw several different characters. So.
Well, at least now at the Magic Kingdom, they have this, John, which fits the time of the year that you should be there. It has the new figurines, Autumn Trolley Show, Hidden Pat, and more. So they have a fall trolley show now. The Imagineers or the cast members are dressed in their trolley outfits going down like a little mini parade with the trolley car. Now, I'm glad to see that, John. Doran. October, fall. It's nice to see the foliage, the fall plants, the pumpkins and stuff at this time of year, right?
Yes, it actually fits.
And not August 1st. This is for you, John. New plant-based options and Little Mermaid menu items arrive at Coral Reef Restaurant in Epcot. You're up for plant-based.
I'm going to Coral Reef to get some vegetarian fare. No, probably not. I mean, I'll take that chili and sea bath that you have, Doug. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, isn't that the truth, John? What's it say here, Johnny? I'm trying to go through it. It's showing a new menu that they have. It's like I would go with. I'd rather have the lobster seafood boil, the grilled swordfish, the shrimp and grits, the grilled garden vegetable skewers. No, thank you. Oven roasted chicken breast. No, thank you. I want the seared mahi mahi, and they have a 10-ounce grilled sirloin steak. I really don't want that either, John. Do you?
Nope. I want seafood.
Over here, they have seared sea scallops. I'm in. Snow crab legs. I'm in. Crab Oscar. I'm definitely in. And I'm definitely in for this, as long as Brenda can close her eyes. The lobster macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they got the plant-based skewers and all in the item now, John. I'm not up for that. Are you?
No. If there was a salad place they wanted to open up that had vegetarian offerings and it was called something about salads and stuff, I'd be more than happy to go to. I'm just not going to a seafood restaurant to get vegetarian fare, and I'm not, certainly not going to Le Cellier and getting a grilled mushroom. So
no, I wouldn't either.
It
looks good though. It's a grilled garden vegetable skewer is what it is. It's $24 for veggies, but it does look good. It kind of reminds me of some. It's cooked, but it, with the way that they put the sauce on the top and it's in a roll, the skewer, the way to, but I know it's a skewer, but it looks like a California roll or something, the way it's presented on the plate. But it has,
yeah.
You have roasted kefta, basmati rice, lentils, and smoked eggplant salad. And it's $24. I don't know if I'm up for that, John.
Nah, that's kind of steep for vegetables.
Then the other guy got the lobster boil, and it's lobster.
There you go.
Jonah crab claw, shrimp, andouille sausage, corn, potato, ouzu, garlic butter, and a spiced cipino broth. So it looks really good, John. Little piece of corn, cut up corn on the cob. I'm in.
That sounds pretty good.
So the boil looks good. The menu looks good. I mean, I'd probably go with the mahi-mahi myself or something else than the boil, but I'd rather have the boil over the veggie skewers.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's nice to see the coral reef getting a new menu, though.
Yeah, I think their menu had been a bit outdated, hadn't it? So.
Yeah, it's been there. New light-up mini. There you go, John. You can go get this. I could see you in one of these. New light-up Mickey Christmas sweater and more festive apparel arrive at Walt Disney World. The first day of the Mickey Very Merry Christmas Party is sold out. Go figure. What else do we have here, John? New digital tip board receives steam cases to match the guest experience team station at Disney Hollywood Studios. So they upgraded them. They're cool. I like the boards. I still look at the boards. I like to look at the board to my phone if it's there.
Oh yeah, if it's in front of you, it makes it a lot easier. So
yeah, it's more, you're more in the moment than staring down at your phone.
Yeah.
What else do we have, John?
Well, speaking of your phone, Doug, when you load on Pirates of the Caribbean and when you unload, do you realize how deep that water is right there?
Isn't that like 6 foot deep, John?
It's actually 12 feet deep.
I know it was pretty deep there.
The machinery to bring the stuff in and out is about 6 and 7 feet width-wise or depth-wise, and then there's a gap underneath that. And if you drop your phone when you're getting into the boat or getting out of the boat, and if it lands on the ramp, you might be okay. We might be able to grab it. But if it slides, and which most of them do, in between the boat and the machinery, and it goes down to the bottom,
you're SOL.
Yeah, there is no way we can grab that phone for you. It's like I said, between 8 and 12 feet deep in those spots. There is no way we can get that phone. The only thing they can do is at the end of the night when they kind of turn the pumps on real high, it might get flushed out to the end and get caught. But yeah, otherwise you're pretty much out of luck. So hold on to your phones when you're boarding our boats and unloading from our boats. Hold on tightly to your phone. Here's a better idea. Put it in your pocket.
Yeah, how about this, knuckleheads? When you finally get to the meaty part of the queue where it matters, where you could actually look at stuff, look through the little window there, you know what I'm saying, John, at the chessboard and all that stuff?
Yep.
When you could start looking at stuff, appreciate the work that Disney put into that queue. Put your phone away. How about you try this? Talk to your wife, your family members, or somebody that you're actually on vacation with instead of looking at that stupid phone all day. And then make sure it's away when you turn that final corner and you're headed down towards the boats. Put it away. Enjoy the whole atmosphere of being getting ready to get on the ride. I see it all the time, John. It's still in the hand getting on the the ride.
Yeah, that or they're bringing it out to try to get that selfie of themselves and their family. Is there? And I understand you want that picture and stuff, but nonetheless, I've seen, in the 3 months I've worked here now, I've probably seen 12 phones fall in there. So just think about it. You got a very expensive piece of machinery in your hand. You need to protect that. So.
Yeah, I got an idea I'm going to talk to you about off the air, John. We might make a little money on the side here. But anyway, no, I hear you, John. And it's frustrating because they yell at you to get it. It's your fault. It's your fault, John.
We can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah. You're SOL.
Yeah, it's your fault. What else we have? I know the women will love this, and some of the long-haired dudes will also love this. Flashback with the new and all-new Mickey Mouse Scrunchie Pack at Disney Hollywood Studios. I find my wife's scrunchies everywhere, John. The hair scrunchies?
Yes. Working any attraction from when I was a kid at Wet n' Wild to working here, I run into so many of those. And when as a dude with short hair growing up, I always, what is this?
Yeah.
Until you run into a girlfriend with one, and then all of a sudden you know what it is. But
yeah, I used to have the proverbial mullet, but I never put a scrunchie in it. I will be honest with you.
Yeah, I did
there.
Too. So.
Timon and Rikifi meet and greet, now located at Discovery Island Character Landing at Animal Kingdom. I'm excited. That's cool, John.
Well, it's good to have Rafiki back because he was doing meet and greets out at, obviously, Rafiki's Planet Watch, so it's good to see him back out there because we had several people looking for him. So.
They're both cool. So I like Timon and Rikifi. They're both cool, John. Timon's always in trouble, though. He's kind of like you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then new restroom structure nearing completion at Showcase Plaza. Refreshment port restrooms being demolished at Epcot. So they're building new there, John. I can't wait for the front of Epcot to be done. And it just be
done. Yeah, it's going to be a while, but it's going to be worth the wait, I'm hoping. So.
I hope to goodness because it's so aggravating. That's the worst. And that made the Magic Kingdom convenient to get in and out of. So, but that's about all I have here, John. I mean, there's other odds and ends. New Mickey Mouse and Pascal figures to join Disney Park Pals collection at Walt Disney World. You know what Park Pals are, John?
No, I haven't seen those.
They're basically, I guess, new Vinyl Nation. They're not Vinyl Nation, but it's a new thing like that, I guess. It's going to steal money from your pockets. We bumped in the adorable little orange bird, the first of the Disney Park Pals line, followed by a slew of more pals like Figment, Brer Rabbit, Simba, Stitch, and Minnie Mouse. Well, today, the cutest keeps coming because, and they said that, not me. We found even more Disney Park pals to join us on our park hopping adventure. Today, they found Mickey and they found the other one, and the little Pascal.
Okay.
And he's climbing up Rapunzel's tower and using a morning lineup like paper mache and a bit of ballet chess. I don't know what the hell they do, John, but they're these little figurines that you get. So we have to look a little more into. They're $11.99 a piece, so.
Yeah, sounds like another thing for Lisa to collect is what it sounds like.
Yeah, dude, that's what they are, dude. They're little figurines. I don't know what they're supposed to be. They include a display package is what it is. The line features a series of figures that can hold onto you or any of your favorite accessories. Clip each figure onto your bag, strap, belt. Oh, Lisa's definitely into this, John.
Yes.
Or even use them as an oversized pen topper. Mickey is seen here gripping onto the castle turret. Like, they're grippable. They're kind of like... I don't know, the little paper tabs. You know what I'm talking about, where you can clip your papers together? They have that kind of capability.
Gotcha.
You know the ones, those little things that you spin around and then you squeeze them and open and close them to hold your papers together. It's kind of what
Right.
these are, but they're a lot cuter. And $11.99, man, this is going to be the new this is going to be the new sensation. I could see you having five of these by the end of the year, John.
Probably. You're probably right.
Well, I'm pretty sure, but it's about all I have, John, with us rushing this show through.
All right. One other thing about pirates, real quick. I don't. I know I mentioned it to you. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show. There's a interactive scavenger hunt in Adventureland called Pirates Seven Seas Adventure. So if you're looking at the Pirates of the Caribbean, it's to your right as you make your way towards Frontierland. There's a little hut right on the other side of the Frontierland breezeway. And you sign up there. You hit the computer screen, you pick your language, how many are in your party, and the whole thing. And you get assigned one of five different maps. And you go through Adventureland. You scan your magic band at different points, and different things happen. It's kind of like the Kim Possible Perry's thing that is at Epcot. Kind of the same thing, where different elements happen once you scan your magic band. It's a lot of fun for kids and for adults, too. But if you do two of the maps, you sign up twice, you get two different maps done, you come back, you get a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. So there you go. Your little hint for the day.
Well, it's pretty cool, and also it thins out the crowds a little, is what they're basically trying to do with this.
Well, yeah, if
Yeah.
you walk by Pirates of the Caribbean, you see the line is 55 minutes, it makes a lot more sense for you to go do this map twice. That'll take you about 25 minutes, and then you'll have a fast pass and keep yourself occupied. So
That's pretty cool. And I got one more thing too, John. You'll probably like this. I can see this is one of your Christmas presents this year, John. Did you see Igloo has teamed with Star Wars and they're doing new thermos? I mean, new lunch boxes.
yeah, I saw some of those. They look pretty cool, don't they?
Yeah, it looks like they're $49.99 for the one, the big guy. The Star Wars Playmate Classic Italian Poster 14-quart cooler is $49.99. So, they look pretty cool, John. The classic mint in box 14-quart core $49.99. They have like all it has all the characters like one by one in little boxes. You got Playmate Elite, the C-3PO 16-quart 40. So they're all $49.99, and then you got the 4-quart cooler. The mini is $29.99. So, you probably enjoy all these, John. I think John disappeared on us, guys. I don't know what happened to him. Johnny, did you
No, I'm
disappear
here.
from?
I'm
Oh,
here.
you left. I thought you went
No,
closed the
I've
door
got
and
to get
took off.
going.
So
I'm climbing out of my car. I've got to get going.
okay. Well, usually you text me when you're out of time, John. You never did that today. So, but anyway, thank you, John. Head to work. I know you got to get in. You got to punch your time card. Everybody, be kind to one another. Please, guys, over to iTunes and leave us a review. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a good week.
All right. Everybody be good, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All righty. See ya.
Bye. That's it, guys. We're going to pay our tabs, hop off our stools, and head on home. But we really appreciate you guys listening. If you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. Also, if you could, follow us over on Twitter at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at our website. It's all in WDW. Everybody be kind to one another, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.